From the Cobol Cuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org. A proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Thank you to All Nations Rise, a great, great program. And good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker, here to bless you with some great gospel music that's right here from the Cobol Cuvo Studios, where we provide you with community culture and music since 1985. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train runs out, that's every Sunday evening at 6 o'clock p.m. from the Denver Open Media 92.9 FM. And you can always check us out and find us on online during the week at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, I want to give a big congratulations to Reverend W.C. Jones and First Lady from Shiloh Baptist Church as they celebrate 57 years of service. Their celebrations will be held, that's next week, next Sunday, September 22nd, at 3 o'clock p.m. at Shiloh Baptist Church. That's 3301 Lytton Street in Denver. So you can call them for more information at 303-322-5983. And they're inviting everyone in the community to come out to support Reverend W.C. Jones for 57 years of dedicated service. So stay with us. The gospel train is rolling down. We're coming to you with none other than Reverend Paul Jones, Jason Singleton, Jack Williams, Dr. Sean Smith, and my special guest, Pastor Dale Phillips, who's going to tell us all about what's going on today. That's right here at City Park. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
To come.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around, yeah, I think things over. All of my good days outweigh my bad days. I won't complain. Sometimes the clouds hang low. I can hardly see the road. I ask the question, Lord. Lord, why so much pain? But he so I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I won't complain. God has been so good to me. Has he been good? He's been good to me. More than this whole world, are you kidding? did. Yeah, it dried all of my tears away. Turn my midnights into day. So I'll just say thank you, Lord. I've been lied on, but thank you, Lord. I've been talked about, but thank you, Lord. I've been misunderstood, but thank you, Lord. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but thank you, Lord. The bills are due, don't know where the money coming from. But thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. I want to. Yeah. I won't complain. God, 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 God has been so good to me. To me, more than this whole world, or you could ever be. He's been so good. He's been so good. He's been so good. So good. So good. So good. So good. Tell me, 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 me. Yeah, and dries all of my tears away. Never stop you from crying.
This your boy Dirt, and we're putting this down for this Paul Jones compilation. I'm out here with Mama with the famous Boogity Boogity Boudin Man.
I feel the spirit. Oh, 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 I feel the spir
The seed of the word, because of his power, the word of the Lord, and give you strength. Come on, say, we sing glory. Because of his power, the word of the Lord, say, and give you strength. Y'all got it. Come on, say, we sing glory.
Today, I am Dr. Sean L. Smith, gospel recording artist, riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
There's something I need to say, just to tell you how I feel. I know that I stepped out of your wheel. There was a lot of wrong in my life, and one of the things I didn't understand, that in the midst of my sin, you never let go of my so many people wearing frowns, and as I walk this daily line, I know that I have paid the price. There was a lot of wrong in my life, one of the things I didn't understand, in the midst of my sins, you never let go. Get it right this time.
rough start, never thought I'd make it over. Wanted to do it my way, but Jehovah had different plans, better plans, weight off my shoulders. Blood stain on the post, call that Passover. Heard him say, yeah, get it together now. Your sins are washed away, because my head I bow. So now I know the truth, never going back again. I'm starting over, ha-ha, I got my second wind.
Colorado. This is your girl, saxophonist Jeanette Harris. And guess what? I'm coming your way October 5th for the Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars, The Jewels and My Crown. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good old time at the Hyatt Regency DTC. It's going to be good food. It's going to be a good time. And, of course, good music. So, hey, I'll see you there. See you October 5th.
Oh, remember you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. That's right. Jeanette Harris will be here. She's the special guest. That's Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars. None other than Bernard and Jackie Wesley are sponsoring that. The Jewels in My Crown. You definitely want to be there that Saturday, October 5th at the Hyatt Regency. For more information, give them a call at 303-704-2958. And also, I want to remind you that KUVO, if you have a PSA that you want your nonprofit business or event to be, of course, announced, submit your PSA to KUVO.org under the Community Resource tab, and we'll take care of it for you. Also, none other than Vicki Winans and, of course, Dr. Sean Smith will be here. September 27th, New Light Community Church, that's sponsored by none other Pastor Michael and First Lady Betty Harris, celebrating 30 years of Lifeline of America. 30 years. It's going to be at 17690 East Islip Avenue in Aurora at 7 o'clock p.m. You definitely want to be there because, of course, Vicki Wine is... She is going to be giving you a show, and so is Dr. Sean Smith. It's going to be a great, great time, so we want you definitely to be there. Also, I do want to remind you, 57 years of service celebrating for Reverend W.C. Jones and his wife, Sunday, September 22nd. At 3 o'clock p.m., the Shiloh Baptist Church, 3301 Lighton Street in Denver. And it's going to be a great time because they're going to have some great entertainment. Ron McMillan, Gregory Goodlow, and many, many others are going to be there to celebrate this. That's Shiloh Baptist Church at 3301 Lighton Street in Denver. Give them a call at 303-322-5983 if you need more information. And, of course, I have none other coming up. They're going to be Pastor Dale Phillips is going to be telling us all about what's going on today, because I'm telling you, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. It's going to be about in the 80s, and it's a perfect day for you to get out, go to City Park Pavilion, and join the One Body Praise. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a great, great time. It starts at 3 o'clock today. So when you get out of church, go over there, check them out, bring your chairs, food, you know. They're going to have some food vendors there. You can bring your umbrellas, your blankets, your chairs, and it's all free, just for you. Stay with us. We got more great gospel music and his interview coming up right after this.
Levitt Pavilion is Denver's all-age outdoor amphitheater with open-to-the-public concerts through October 5th, including The Reminders, presented by Bodies of Culture on September 15th. Learn more at levittdenver.org.
Wake Up with the Morning Set.
Monday on the Morning Set, we'll have jazz news and a few music birthdays, including B.B. King, John Hendricks, and Earl Klugh.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
I'm Pastor Dale Phillips, pastor of the House Worship Center, and I'm excited to ride on the gospel train with Deborah Walker today.
Well, good morning. I am so excited. I have none other than one of my favorite pastors on the line, Pastor Dale Phillips. He's going to tell us all about all they're doing with his First Lady, Alina. She has One Body Praise. It's going on this afternoon, September 15th, Sunday at 3 o'clock, and it's going to be over at the City Park. You can bring your umbrellas, your blankets, or your chairs, and just really have a good time and fellowship and worship with us. Hello, Pastor Phillips.
Well, hello, Deborah. It is a great honor and pleasure to connect with you again here on the Gospel Train, and really excited about today and appreciate you giving us some space and time to share a little bit of information with our community.
Well, yes. Well, tell me all about this, because this is not the first year. You guys have been doing this for a few years now.
That's correct.
Right yes. Over at City Park Pavilion. This is a great time in September where, you know, it's kind of our last time to really get together in the park where it's like sunny and shiny. So tell us all about what's going on.
Well, great. Yes, just like you said, this is our third year of an annual event that was really the vision of my wife, First Lady Alina, 3 years ago, a little bit more than 3 years ago, when God really gave her the vision. But we set it in motion 3 years ago, and she had this desire to bring the body of Christ together in a public space where we could simply be a visible witness to our community, that the church is still present. And that's what has made me so excited, and our congregation gets so excited to get behind this vision, because we really think it has come at an appropriate time for us to come together, to bring the body of Christ together, simply to pray and to praise. And we simply are encouraging members of the church community to join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon at City Park. As we understand, this is the first Christian or religious event that's been hosted at the pavilion in City Park in open public space in this manner. And so we really have thanked God for the favor he's given us to kind of lock this event into their schedule annually. And so we want to invite the entire church body to come together with us at 3 p.m., meet us at the pavilion, and we're going to gather together to pray and to praise. We have some outstanding ministry leaders that are going to come, and they'll be sharing in prayer, pastors and church leaders, ministry leaders. We have dance and music ministry that will be joining us. And we even have some special things that are set aside for the children give them an opportunity to be active and to share and demonstrate their faith as well. And so, Deborah, we're just encouraging all your listeners on the Gospel Train today to make that extra plan after their church service to meet us at City Park. And we'll also have some food truck vendors there to provide food at a very reasonable price for them.
Well, great. You have some live music going on too, right? What are some of the artists that you're going to have performing?
Well, we are excited to have some of our gospel artists. Brother Julius, who's pretty well known out there in the community, is going to be sharing music ministry with us. We're excited to also have Pastor Angela Faison, who will be there, and their congregation to share music ministry with us. Of course, our own choir, THWC Music Ministry, will be present. And we are looking forward to our special guests that are coming all the way from Pueblo, the Sankey sisters. And anybody that has been in church for a long time, Deborah, and you know this, these are some strong, powerful gospel women that have a gift of music that's been a part of their family for a long time. So we're really glad to host them this year.
Great, great, great. This sounds so exciting. I'm so excited to be there because, you know, I'm going to be there with my little blanket and, you know, my chair.
Exactly. Yeah, we need everybody to bring your own chair, bring your blanket, and if you want to just bring your own lunch, you can do that, or you can bring a few bucks so that you can get something from the great food vendors that are going to be there.
Okay, great. So if they need more information, is there any number or that they could call or a website or anything that
sure.
they need to do?
Definitely they can go out to our website. That's thwconline.com. thwconline.com. You'll see a flyer there posted on our website. Also, you can do the same thing on our Facebook page. And if you need a little bit more detailed information, you can give us a call at 303-355-0297. That's our general church office number. And they'd be glad to give you any extra details if you can't get information from the website or Facebook.
Okay, great. Okay, so for my last question, which I like to ask most of the people that I interview, is because you guys have some youth things that are going on. So what is it, Pastor Dale, that you can say to the community out here that will really inspire and encourage them, not only to come out to this event, but to really stay, you know, locked within the Lord, you know, find that foundation to really stay there?
I think that's really important, Deborah. As I said, part of what I believe inspired this vision in Lady Elena was just the necessity of the church showing up. People in this hour that we're in right now, there are so many challenges that we're facing as a community and, of course, as a nation right now. We are poised to prepare to elect another leader for this country, and there are just so many divisive and extraordinary challenges that we are facing. I think it's important that people are reminded that God is still our anchor. When we are in this place of indecision, when we're in this place of disarray, we need to have something that can settle us, something that can give us guidance. And all we're saying is that we want to remind the community, but first of all, want to encourage the church for us to stand up and to show up in public space to let people know that there is still a God that will give us the guidance and direction and even the support when things don't go the way that we would like them to go. We still have him as an anchor to lean on. So I think that's important for the church at large, for us to be able to come together outside of our own conventional meeting places to simply say to the community where we exist that God is still alive and well living through us.
Amen. Amen. You said that so well. Well, thank you, Pastor Dale. We are going to be there. You tell First Lady that I just love you guys, and I just really, really appreciate all that you're doing in the body, kind of bringing us together and keeping us together. So
Amen.
God bless you. I'll see you
all
this
right.
afternoon.
Thank you, Deborah. We'll see you in a little while. Take care. Bye-bye.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Vicki Winans, and I'm riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
Angels. promised. Everything that God has spoken. Everything that God has purposed for my life right here. I believe and I receive that it's coming my way. What has been ordained for my life, what's been stored up has already been. So I lift my hands and I give them praise in advance. I'm still believing for the impossible. I'm living. What has been ordained for my life?
Hey family, this is your boy Edrin Sutton, and I want you to check out my newest single, I Still Believe.
Make some noise if you know you're blessed.
No matter what.
Cúbole, our Latin música series, will be on Thursday, September 19th at Two Moons, Denver. An evening with Los Alcos, psychedelic Latin rock and fusion. Papa David Alcocer's Santana-style guitar joins Alex Alco for a multi-instrumental setup. Free and open to the public with reservations at KUVO.org.
What's up, Denver, Colorado? This is your girl, saxophonist Jeanette Harris. And guess what? I'm coming your way October 5th for the Dancing with Breast Cancer Stars, The Jewels and My Crown. Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good old time at the Hyatt Regency DTC. It's going to be good food. It's going to be a good time. And, of course, good music. So, hey, I'll see you there. See you October 5th.
That's right. Remember, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train as we roll down the track. That's none other than sponsored by Bernard and Jackie Wesley. That's going to be October 5th. That's right at the Hyatt Regency, 303-704-2958 for more information. But I want to remind you, today, One Body Praise at City Park Pavilion. At 3 o'clock, I want to see you there. There's going to be a lot of praise and worship. That is Pastor Dell and his wife, Alina Phillips, that are doing that. And they are just doing a wonderful, wonderful job in the community. So I expect to see you guys out there with your chairs and your umbrellas and just chilling out as we are in the latter part of September, so you know it's going to start getting a little chilly, and today it's going to be about 89, so you know you're going to be out there, and it's going to be really good. Also, again, I want to celebrate Reverend W.C. Jones and his First Lady, 57 years of service, of pastoral service, celebrating That's Sunday, September 22nd, next week at 3 o'clock at Shiloh Baptist Church, 3301 Lydon Street in Denver. And I want you to come out, you know, bring all your words of wisdom, gratitude, and we just appreciate someone that has dedicated their life to the ministry. That's September 22nd at 3 o'clock, Shiloh Baptist Church, 3301 Lydon Street in Denver. Give them a call at 303-322-5983 if you have more information or need some questions. I have a shout out for my girl, Matisse. This one is just for you.
Hey family, this is your boy Edrin Sutton, and I want you to check out my newest single, I Still Believe.
This is Edrin Sutton. No matter what you may be facing in life, make the declaration, I still believe.
I still believe.
He will supply.
He will supply. He will supply.
I'm a clown. Take a musical journey around the globe with Super Sonido.
Tune in for your weekly dose of joy, laughter, and good music, celebrating 5 years of expanding your musical mind. Join LaMolly for Super Sonido.
Super Sonido with LaMolly, Sundays at 4 on Kuvo, your oasis in the city.
I heard your spirit say, girl, you're not done. You ain't seen nothing yet, 'cause the best is yet to come. Oh Lord, when you let me make it to the church doors, I'll tell them what you've done for me. I've got some stories to tell, some testimonies that will do them well. You've done for me.
Give your testimony. Remember, you're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the gospel train. That's a brand new one from Yolanda Adam talking about the church doors. So when you get to the church doors, give them your testimony. Tell them what's going on in your life and how God has blessed you tremendously. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. I have to say, well, it's that time for us to get back to the station. And I want to remind you that if you are a man that cook and you want to be a part of the 100 Men Who Cook, just go to their website at 100menwhocook.co and find out all the information and register, because we want to come and we want to check out your food. You know, we want to know what it is that your specialty is, and we want you to be a part of it. It's November 16th. That's right here in Denver, and we are so glad that Norm and Chuck are back, and they are going to be doing this live, and I'm telling you, it's going to be great. Anyway, God bless each and every one of you. I hope to see you this afternoon at City Park Pavilion at the One Body with Pastor Dale and Aaliyah Phillips at 3 o'clock. They're going to be doing some praise and worship out there. And just bring your chairs, your blankets, and, you know, your family. It's going to be a family full of a lot of fun. And we as a church and as a community need to come together and just worship together and have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful time. God bless each and every one of you. Remember, go with God in all of your ways, in everything that you do. Just bless each and every person that you meet. God bless you. I hope to see you this afternoon. If not, I'll see you next week, God willing. Here is none other than Javon Dewan. He's going to take us home without you. Without you, Lord, what could I do? We couldn't do anything, okay? God bless you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Javon Dewan.
and the trap stars on the building. Star,
your blessing is on the way. Be blessed.
I'm telling you that I'm blessed. I know that he did it for me. Telling you that I'm blessed. He brought me along on the way. Every day I feel blessed. Every day I feel blessed.